Good morning, church. And welcome to one of my absolute favorite Sundays of the church year, Holy Humor Sunday. Are we excited? Holy Humor Sunday is an old tradition in the church that we're working on resurrecting, but it is the Sunday after Easter that we call Holy Humor Sunday or Bright Sunday, that is a Sunday of continued joy and laughter and a reminder that Easter is a time of joyful celebration. And so I thought, if this is Bright Sunday, what is brighter than thinking about being on the bright beaches of Hawaii? And so I bring my aloha spirit on this Sunday and invite you all to have a little fun with me in worship. Now, I thought, you know, we've done costumes, we've done jokes, we've done all sorts of styles of Holy Humor Sunday, and I thought, well, what about this year for Holy Humor Sunday, we do a camp style Sunday and bring a little bit of what some of us love of camp into worship. And I thought, well, how better to do that than bringing in some professional camp staff? And so I'd like to introduce to you three, don't laugh, they really are professional camp staff. They get paid to work summer all at camp. So come on up, my professional camp staff. Some of them might be familiar to you. Anna Valenzuela, Becky's daughter, has done 3 summers of staff at Lazy W Ranch as an intern. Most of you probably know Bethany Valenzuela, who is supporting her Mingus Mountain as she was on staff at Mingus Mountain out in Prescott Valley, Arizona, this last summer. New to most of you, Trevor Knott, who has done 3 summers also, right? 3 summers of internship staff at Lazy W as well, and is Becky's nephew. And so we bring you our professional camp staff. And with that, I thought, you know, a lot of times at camp, what we do, we bring in drama and characters and fun with what we were doing. And so I thought we would have a little fun this morning, and we're going to pretend to draw papers because I forgot to write up the papers. It's been a crazy morning so far. But we're gonna pretend to grab papers to see what holiday stories we are gonna mash together in worship. And so Anna, do you wanna draw the first one?
My goodness, I wonder what it's gonna be. It's Christmas.
Christmas! Anybody excited to celebrate some Christmas?
Yeah.
All right, and Trevor, do you wanna draw our second one?
Let's see. It's Easter.
Easter! All right, so staff, this morning we will be mashing up Christmas and Easter and having a little fun with it. So I'm gonna invite you to head to the sacristy to get ready and put your camp spirit on for Easter and Christmas while we join in our call to worship. So with that, will you join me in our celebration as we call God into worship this morning? And please have some fun with this one as it relates to the last 2 years as well in a good way. So smiling is infectious. You can catch it like the flu. I passed around the corner and someone saw my grin. I thought about that smile, then I realized its worth. So if you see a smile begin, don't leave it undetected. Before our hymn, I'm hoping our staff is almost ready as we introduce our characters. I might have needed a longer call to worship to help them out. All right, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo.
Why are you all crying? It's Holy Humor Sunday.
Who's
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange. Orange, you glad it's Holy Humor Sunday? I might be able to go all day. Hopefully I won't. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owl.
Owl.
I'll be right back. I'm going to check on them. Oh, we're good. See, look at that. You're laughing already.
Okay. So, let me get this straight, Easter Bunny. You think that Easter Jesus is better than Christmas Jesus?
You know, I don't think it. I know that Easter Jesus is better than Christmas Jesus.
You know, I think I know what's going on here. You obviously just haven't heard the whole story yet. You know, I can help you out with that. Here, we can read some scripture.
Wait, before we read scripture, I think I have the perfect idea of how we can mix Easter and Christmas together. How about we sing some Christmas songs, but with some little bit of Easter twist?
That's a great idea.
Right.